We look forward to a great challenge this week playing the San Francisco 49ers, a very good football team, ranked in many, many categories throughout the league, both offense, defense, and special teams. They have a quarterback whose rating is 108. They use Kaepernick as a option quarterback, wildcat quarterback, however you want to look at it. They are the number one team in the league in rushing with 195 yards per game. They're scoring at 28.9 per game and 13.6 per game giving up. So they do have a big margin of victory. Of course, that's been enhanced in the last 2 weeks in terms of their play. They have exceptional return men. They have a veteran punter and kicker. They're a very good team. They're 4-1 and deservedly so.
Have they used Mario Manningham in a similar way that you guys used him, or is it something a little bit different this year?
He's catching the ball and running down the field. If that's what, that's how he's being used. Yeah, runs. He's got two reverses for a 28-yard average.
You had to study them twice, obviously, last year. Are you looking? You look at the 49ers now. Are they a better team, you think, than they were? Or
they're a very good team. They were a very good team last year.
I think one of their players said they feel like you guys took something, you know, from them. When you play a team that you uniquely faced in an NFC championship game and they lost, I mean, how do you, you know, factor in the motivation they might have when you guys see
it's a new year, it's a new time, two new teams. We earned everything we got last year. They're doing better. They're not going to practice today, but they're doing better.
Tom, they put up 600 yards offense. Are they more of a balance or more of a passing team this year?
Not statistically. Not according to the numbers of runs versus the number of passes. The only time they threw more than they ran was the Minnesota game that they lost.
Do you have hope that Keem Nicks will practice at all this week? Or
yes, hopefully. We'll see. It's just like every other week, but hopefully he'll get a practice in.
How about Javon Hosley?
Supposed to work today, limited.
Tom, knowing how well the 49ers have played, what kind of challenge is this, or measuring stick, if you will, at this point in the season for your team?
Well, they're a good football team. They have they've played extremely well. They've got a lot of numbers. They're going to test you in a lot of categories. They want to run it. And if you're going to play football with them, you're going to have to stop the run and run the ball. They are very good in their offense and defensive lines.
Tom, it seemed in the second game last year, Eli took an inordinate amount of hits. What do you have to do? I mean, obviously keep them up, but did they do anything that you didn't expect, or was it just...
No, they're a powerful rush unit, and they got to the quarterback many more times than you'd like.
Randy Barton still on the list for the concussion? Is he going to practice?
Practice.
He'll practice.
How about Kenny Phillips?
Still out? They want to do some things with him. I don't know whether he'll actually be included in individual or whether he'll be on the side, but he's going to start doing some things with the trainers on the field. He'll be out there just as he was last week as we continue to find out exactly where he is.
If Phillips is doing something, then is he progressing?
We'll see. I can't tell you something I don't know.
Tom, to those of us on the outside, your defensive line's a little bit of a mystery, especially given the tape we've seen, obviously, in previous seasons. Now that you have this much of a sample during the season, are there players who just can't do what they used to do? Is that a possibility?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think our best football is in front of us, and I think these guys, for one reason or another, haven't got on track yet, and we haven't been able to accomplish what we actually build our team around. So going forward, I expect that we will improve and that we'll start making some progress along the lines you're talking about. Powerful, fast. Both outside backers have the majority of their sacks that they do have.
Tom, Tom, it seemed that teams tweak their offenses to control the pass rush. Do you have to tweak the defense to get it going again?
We'll have to do some things, sure.
Anything you can say that?
You'll have to see.
Have your three primary pass rushers been put in the best positions to defeat?
I think they've been put in very good positions they're familiar with. There's nothing really new or different about how they've been used. Everyone is taking a sample of what occurred early in the year in terms of how to play us and done pretty well with it. The thing that has to happen is you have to work your way through those type of things.
Tom, as a coach, is this the kind of game you look forward to? You don't have to motivate your players. They know what they're up against here. It's
got to motivate every week. You got to inspire every week. You know, this is an opponent that's an outstanding football team. It's a conference game. You know, it's a team that we played twice last year. Very, very good team, but very close games both times, you remember. So, we're excited about playing the 49ers, and I expect it to be a very good week.
You've got half your linebacking core on the injury list. What's the status of Boley, Blackburn, and Rivers?
Boley's going to practice. Rivers is going to practice. And Blackburn is not today, but scheduled to go tomorrow.
What about Rocky Bernard?
No.
Andre Brown, any better?
Until he passes, I guess that means that's the signal. You know, you can say all you want. What we've experienced now is, and I'm not trying to be tongue-in-cheek here, but, oh, he looks good today. He's bright. He's ready. You got to pass the test. No matter what they look like, feel like, how they respond to you, they have to follow the protocol and pass the baseline test.
Tom, how much of the motivational tools you use this week will be about the idea that while you're the defending world champion and obviously won the NFC last year, people seem to regard the 49ers as the best team in the conference this year?
You just put it all, you wrapped it up in one. I mean, nobody gives us a chance to win. We'll see.
Tom, at some point this year, did you know that Will Hill was going to be suspended?
I did not long before this time, but I did know it was coming.
Tom, with the acknowledgement that TV's a visual medium, is there any chance you'll elaborate on the motivation?
No.
How do you know?
Other than the jumping jacks? No.
How do you know that gives you a chance the most?
I just sense it. I'm hoping that way.
Tom, what kind of challenge is it for some of the younger guys that have stepped in, Stevie Brown, to go on the road now and to play that at that level?
Well, they'll have to figure it out real quick, because when you look at this team on tape, there isn't any question about what has to be done and the level in which you have to play and compete, the physical aspect of the game, the intensity level of the game, the speed of the game. All those things have to be at the top of each individual's game as we go forward here, and I think that'll be well pointed out.
If you sense that no one gives you a chance to win, why do you think they feel that way?
I'm not going there. I'm sorry. I don't have an answer for that. Why do I think they feel that way? Probably because they think the other team is playing very well.
Do you even need to go there with your players? Because it's a theme they've been harping on since the first day of training camp. I mean, do you have to remind them that everybody seems to be against them?
I may take an occasion to remind them.
Tom, you haven't had Keith Rivers available much. If he's able to play, what does he bring to the defense?
Same thing we utilized him with early on. Speed, coverage ability, special teams play.
Is there a trick to trying to contain Vernon Davis, you know, with the element he has?
There's no trick. You got to be able to run with him. You know, he beat us on a big play last year, as you know, and he's done that on tape this year. You know what you're getting. You can't underestimate the speed. You can't do that.
Tom, your coverage teams, obviously last year, played such an important role. It seemed like they were really playing well early on, and you spoke about some of the lapses you saw against Cleveland. How do you go about shoring that up and
don't work? Is it kind of rehash?
Well, it's the entire process, pointing out the errors, pointing out the issues that are involved, whether it's angles, whether it's getting caught, whether it's being double teamed, whether it's not being in the right position originally. We use it some terms that did not happen when it's individual matchups. So you got to go back to square one with it.
Tom, what is it that you do to make this team so prepared on the road? You've been road warriors in the past.
We just work very hard at it, and we challenge our team, and we also utilize the idea that, you know, when you're on the road, you have to be together as one, because there's nobody else there that has any interest in you.
Is Chris Stee going to practice today? He's not on the injury.
Yeah, he's going to practice.
You have to manage him with his hip?
He says he feels great.
Anything else?
Thank you.